Good morning, everyone. Thank you for spending a little bit of time with us this morning. Our goal today is to help you understand our strategy and how we create shareholder value. As you indicated, Pat Mesiter is here with me today. He'll join me in questions and answers after a few minutes of prepared remarks. Before we begin, this statement says that I will be making forward-looking statements and references to non-GAAP measures today. We have a long history of strong financial disclosures and transparency, and as you probably know, there's a tremendous amount of information in our SEC filings and our website, allstateinvestors.com, to help you assess the potential benefits and the risks of investing in Allstate. Allstate is a unique and attractive investment opportunity. Through three strong property liability brands with different customer value propositions, we serve 16 million households. We also serve many small businesses and strong investment capabilities. There are five components to our investor value proposition: a segmented, customer-focused strategy that differentiates us from our competitors, attractive returns from auto and homeowners, other personal lines, life insurance, workplace benefits through investing our $81 billion portfolio, growing policies in force by leveraging our customer value propositions and expanding our product and geographic footprint, proactively managing risk and returns for our shareholders. As an outcome of these efforts, a history of generating great returns for our shareholders. Our strategy is to segment the consumer insurance market and provide unique value to each of four segments. Personal line insurance customers fall into four distinct segments based on their desire for advice and assistance, so on the horizontal axis, and their interest in differentiated products versus simply price, as shown on the vertical axis. Our approach is to position each of our underwriting brands, Allstate, Esurance, and Encompass, with segment-specific value propositions and a broad range of product offerings. They then compete directly with other companies for shares of premiums and profits. This approach provides us with the flexibility to align our brands with the needs and preferences in each of the consumer segments. We're the only company with presence in each of these segments. Customers in the lower left-hand segment prefer to have one insurance relationship for all their protection needs and therefore tend to bundle their purchases. These customers are served by the Allstate brand. The value proposition includes a wide range of proprietary products and approximately 35,000 highly engaged Allstate exclusive agents, financial specialists, licensed sales producers that are in virtually every local community throughout the United States. This is our largest and probably best-known, most profitable customer segment. Compete aggressively with State Farm, Nationwide, and Farmers. To further strengthen our competitive position in this segment, we are changing our processes, technology, products, and rewards to position Allstate agencies as trusted advisors. In the lower right segment, we are expanding Esurance's product portfolio so it underwrites homeowners, renters, and motorcycle risks in addition to auto for self-service customers, which will lower our acquisition costs for this per policy. We compete with GEICO, Progressive Direct, and USAA. In the upper left, Encompass provides mass affluent customers with a packaged auto and homeowners policy sold to local independent agents. Answer Financial is in the upper right, is an aggregator of insurance policies to serve customers who prefer self-service but are brand neutral. Our goal is to provide the best value for each segment by using superior analytics and pricing, risk management, and claims. We are leveraging technology to improve our infrastructure and process efficiency while extending our traditional strengths of telematics and enterprise digitization. This strategy is resulting in increases in policies in force and generates attractive returns. Unit growth is diversified geographically amongst brands and products. The largest driver of growth last year was the Allstate brand, which comprises over 90% of our policies in force. You can see the upward trend in Allstate brand auto insurance starting in early 2013 by the green line in the chart in the upper right. Homeowners policies in force began to grow in the second half of last year as we had largely completed our efforts to improve returns in this line. Growth in both lines is reflective of a growing and highly engaged agency force, sophisticated pricing and underwriting, and effective marketing. Profitability is also a key driver of shareholder returns and is performing well. The chart on the bottom right highlights the consistent zone of returns from Allstate brand auto insurance and the significant improvement in Allstate brand homeowners returns since 2011. The auto insurance combined ratio is shown in green and is consistently below 96, reflecting a micro-segmented approach that uses all of our countrywide learning to manage a business on a local basis. Allstate brand homeowners has adapted to an increase in the severity of weather and improved profitability, as you can see from the orange line on the right. The combined ratio last year was 82.5, which generates a long-term return on capital in the mid-teens. We have repositioned this business to be a source of profit for us, even in periods of elevated catastrophe losses. We acquired Esurance in 2011 to enhance our value proposition for consumers in the self-service segment. The transaction furthered our strategy of utilizing different value propositions for distinct consumer segments and was economically attractive because of the benefits Allstate could provide Esurance. Since the acquisition, Esurance has grown by $660 million in net written premiums and 680,000 policies in force. This growth has been supported by the benefits of Allstate ownership, including expansion into the preferred risk market, a strengthening of the Esurance brand from increased marketing spend, and geographic and product expansion. As you can see in the map on the left, we now sell Esurance auto insurance in almost 98% of the U.S. market, and just last month expanded into Alberta, Canada. The chart in the bottom right illustrates the introduction of our Esurance homeowners product, geographic and product expansion in auto, homeowners, renters, and motorcycle insurance will help drive growth and lower our overall acquisition costs for this brand. Esurance is an economically attractive business for us. We continue to invest in growing this brand. While we're pleased with the results to date, there's still work to be done both to continue the growth we've had and to improve the underlying loss ratio. Another part of our strategy is Allstate Financial. Our goal is for them to become strategically integrated with the Allstate brand's customer value proposition. Expanding customer relationships through Allstate Financial's products and services will further our agent's positioning as a trusted advisor I mentioned a bit ago. The chart on the bottom left of this page highlights operating income and operating income return on equity for the past 5 years. Income and returns have improved given efforts to focus the business on the Allstate agency channel, a lower cost structure, strong equity-based limited partnership income over the last couple of years, and a $1.2 billion return of capital from the Allstate Life Insurance Company over the past 2 years, primarily because of the sale of Lincoln Benefit Life. The chart on the bottom right of this page shows the change in reserves and contract holder funds from year-end 2007 to year-end 2014. As you can see, Allstate Financial's product liabilities have reduced by over 50% since 2007 through actions taken to reduce exposure to spread-based annuity products and my aforementioned sale of Lincoln Benefit Life last year. Being proactive is part of our culture. While we cannot control external events, such as weather or macroeconomic trends, we can take actions when faced with change. The actions taken to improve catastrophe risk management and increase our homeowner returns are well documented. We have been proactive in the investment area as well, given the low interest rate environment. We shortened the duration of our property liability portfolio, as you can see in the middle box in the bottom of the page. We did this despite the negative impact that had on operating income and operating income return on equity because we thought on a long-term basis it's the right decision for our shareholders. We exited the variable annuity business and began reducing the fixed annuity business in 2006 and stopped writing new fixed annuity business entirely in 2013. We sold Lincoln Benefit Life last year because we did not have a sustainable competitive advantage in the independent agent market in life insurance, freeing up over $1 billion of capital. We also took advantage of the historically low interest rates the last couple of years to restructure our balance sheet by reducing senior debt, increasing the use of hybrid debt and preferred stock, which you can see in the box in the far right. This gives us more financial and strategic flexibility and lowers our cost of capital. Allstate has always been focused on returns on capital, given its importance to shareholder value. There are a number of value considerations, however, which are beyond current earnings. For example, Esurance is operating an underwriting loss, generally about $200 million the last couple of years, because we are investing heavily in marketing to grow market share. The business has 87% more policies than it did when we acquired it, and it's generating a long-term economic return, which is, we believe, has driven substantially higher shareholder value than the $1 billion we paid for it towards the end of 2011. Allstate Benefits is growing rapidly and has a return on capital in excess of 15%, which would justify a higher return on its $114 million of operating income than a traditional property liability multiple. The stories are different for Allstate Roadside, Allstate Dealer Services, Answer Financial, but the valuation implications are the same. The strategy for our business-to-business organization is to build capabilities and leverage existing synergies between our businesses to provide innovative, broad solutions to small businesses. We have the solutions, skills, and partnerships to both protect businesses, their owners, and their employees. We have a successful track record in selectively pursuing adjacent acquisitions, whether it be Allstate Benefits in 1999, the Partnership Marketing Group in 2008, or Esurance in 2011. Allstate Benefits is one of the largest insurance providers of voluntary workplace benefits in the United States, generating almost $1 billion of revenue last year. We acquired this business in 1999 and has now tripled its size from when we purchased it. The acquisition of Partnership Marketing Group more than doubled our Allstate Motor Club, which provides 24-hour roadside service to a national network of service providers. Our investments in Connected Car are also building future value but reduce current earnings. With both the Allstate brands, DriveWise and Esurance's DriveSense programs, we offer interactive products that have the potential to change the insurance market. These offerings enable us to give customers a better, more accurate price and broaden the services they get from Allstate. We invested a substantial amount of money in these offerings last year, and we will again this year, and we're making progress in creating future revenue sources. Most of this investment, however, is a direct charge to our current earnings. So, in summary, Allstate represents an attractive investment opportunity for a number of reasons. Our strategy to provide competitively unique customer value propositions to each consumer segment by leveraging analytics and advanced technology, consistently producing good underlying returns across a broad set of businesses. Our growth is diversified across customer segments, brand, geography, and product offerings. And we stay focused on our priorities, proactively addressing issues and executing well by balancing risk and return across our enterprise. We have a long history of providing solid cash returns to shareholders, as you can see in the charts to the right. When you combine actual common dividends with our share returns over the last 4 years, our cash returns generated by investing in Allstate over the past 4 years is in a range of 9%. For 2015, we recently announced we increased our common stock dividend by 7% and authorized a new $3 billion share repurchase program to be completed by July of 2016. Allstate shareholders have experienced a total return of almost 160% over the past 5 years through year in 2014, compared with just over 100% for the broad market and the P&C insurance peer group